Look, I know I'm dirty and everything, but I just want to talk to you just a minute. I just want a little bit of your time.
Hey, girl.
Welcome to the Trash Man Investor Podcast.
I am your garbage man.
Now, here's your host, Michael Groom.
I come around your house each and every day.
Welcome to the Trash Man Investor Podcast. My name is Michael Gruner, and I am the Trash Man Investor. I thank you all for sticking with me these past few weeks. I know the last episode had zero content, so I thank you for tuning in once again. I hope to be more consistent with these podcasts. I hope you can understand, though, that it is kind of hard with the family and a full-time job and trying to get started in real estate. It's tough to stick with something like this, but I'm trying my hardest, and I thank you again for sticking with me. As always, you can email me your questions or comments to askmike@trashmaninvestor.com, or you can visit the blog as well at trashmaninvestor.com. First thing I'd like to get to is if you are a reader of my blog or if you are a member of the Trash Man Investor Network on Facebook. You've heard this already. If you just listen to the podcast, I invite you to check those other things out. But the first thing I'd like to get to today is the first ever Trash Man Investor giveaway. Today I have a copy of Gary Keller, who is famous because of his real estate company called Keller Williams. He wrote a book called The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, which is a fantastic book. It covers just about every aspect of real estate investing. And he interviews several multimillionaires who have made obviously millions of dollars in real estate. But one qualification he had was that each one of these people nets $1 million minimum every year from their real estate investing. So these are very accomplished investors and they know their stuff. So in order to qualify to win the first ever Trash Man Investor giveaway, first thing I need you to do is register at www.trashmaninvestor.com as a Trash Man follower on the right-hand side of the page. This tells me who you are, and if you read the blog, and keeps me updated as far as how many people are actually reading it, and if there is a crossover between podcasts and blog and the Trash Man Investor Network on Facebook. So I invite you to register there. That's trashmaninvestor.com. Number two is, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, have a Facebook page. If you search the groups on Facebook, search for the Trash Man Investor Network, you will find our group homepage. I invite you all to join that network. It's free. It's easy. Just click join and you're there. It's open to everybody. So, with those two steps being mentioned, which is register at trashmaninvestor.com as a Trash Man follower, and sign up for the Trash Man Investor Network on Facebook, the third step and the final step is in this podcast today. I'm going to give out a password for the contest. I need you to email me at askmike@take5media.com with the password as the subject, and then include a relevant real estate question to be answered or topic to be covered in future podcasts. Also include your name and address so that I can get the book to you if you do indeed win. So, with that being said, the password for the first ever Trash Man Investor giveaway is coming up at the end of the podcast. I'm going to ignore everything I was going to talk to you about today. I had attended a couple real estate investing seminars and was also going to speak to you about the government bailout, but since the media has covered the bailout to death, I want to talk about something else, and that is acquisition. I met with an investor, his name was David, the other day. He had a fourplex for sale that I spotted on Craigslist. And I wanted to meet with him to talk about possible financing options and see if he was open to possibly financing a portion of that fourplex. It was a great property. It cash flowed right off the bat. But I ended up not making an offer on that property, but I spent 2.5 hours talking to David about real estate investing. He has been investing now for 5 years. He started out in South Carolina, and then 2 years ago moved up here and started doing it up here to be closer to his dad. But the one thing that I learned that was shocking to me is that David, who is all of 28 years old, he deals all in cash. It might have worked out a lot better in South Carolina with property values being lower, but he's doing it here now. He started out, his first rehab in South Carolina was bought with a loan from a family member. He sold that for a substantial profit, and then he's been buying everything in cash ever since. Since our last meeting, he has sold the fourplex and now has over $750,000 in the bank. That's not bad for only 5 years in real estate. And he loves what he does. He buys distressed properties, a lot of times foreclosures. He's able to do that because he is buying them all cash. And he fixes them up and sells them. And since there are really no holding costs, in fact, he is probably making money while he's holding these properties, it's a lot less stressful on him. And he's able to work at his own pace and get these things sold at his own pace. I met with another investor, his name is Bruce, the other day, and he told me the exact opposite. He said borrow as much as possible. He started out with a duplex, built another one, ended up moving on to self-storage, and is now a multi-millionaire because of his real estate investing. So the question with those two case studies is, what's the right way to invest? Well, one thing I learned in Gary Keller's book, the one that I'm giving away, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, is that there isn't a right or wrong way to invest. In the back of the book, there's several millionaire investor profiles, and these tell of how each millionaire made his or her fortune in real estate. For example, one of the profiles was about a guy who completely paid off his first rental and then bought his next one, and then paid that one off and bought the next one, and so on. There's others, though, that continue to pull out equity lines of credit from their first rental and use it as down payments on their 15th and 20th rentals, and then acquire conventional financing for the rest. So they're basically borrowing just about everything. But what it all boils down to is to actually act. There's a famous quote among real estate investors, which is, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. This rings true no matter what your acquisition strategy is. You can't win the game without playing. So get out there and do it. Figure out a strategy. Try to stick to that strategy. And if it doesn't work, you just dust yourself off and you try something else. There's nothing wrong in failing. I always tell myself that if I lose money in some sort of failing venture, then it's attributed to education. You don't consider it a failure, you consider it education. So, thanks again for listening today. Again, I ask you to subscribe to the Trashman Investor podcast on iTunes, or you can visit our podcast page, which is trashmaninvestor.podomatic, that's podomatic.com, or you can subscribe there as well. You can email me, as always, at askmike@trashmaninvestor.com, and check out the blog at trashmaninvestor.com as well. Also, again, we have the Facebook group, the Trashman Investor Network. Feel free to search for that and subscribe, and that would be great. And I haven't forgotten about the password, so if you have stuck with us, here's the password for the first ever Trashman Investor giveaway. The password is podcast. That's podcast. Remember to send me an email with podcast as the subject and a relevant real estate question or thought. And also remember to include your name and address so I can send the book to you if you win. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon. I am your garbage man.